Lansing Police Chief Teresa Szymanski. I wanted to get your take. The millage has passed. I know you're probably happy about that. From what you can tell us now, I know it's early in the process. What's that mean? Are we going to be able to get more police in the streets, or are you just hoping to maintain what you have?
We are, first of all, Tony, I want to thank our citizens, our community that came out and supported the millage. We certainly appreciate that very, very much. And we can't do it without them. And I'm glad that they stood by us and supported us. And, again, thanks to our citizens for coming out and doing that. And, Tony, what this millage is going to allow us to do is to maintain the services that we currently have. And that's just fantastic.
All right. From what you know, with the cuts that you have faced, how much have the response times increased?
Well, you know what, Tony? The men and women of the Lansing Police Department have been able to do a great job answering the priority one calls for service. And we've been able to, you know, do a fairly decent job. Those are the ones that people are in trouble and need our assistance immediately. But it's the priority two and the priority three calls where we've seen an increase in response times. And It's been tough. It's been very challenging for us this summer.
A few minutes, an hour. You did just
excuse me, Tony. Certainly on the priority two calls, it's been, I believe, a minute to 2 minutes increase in those.
All right. Now, just so we're clear, tell us what a priority one, priority two, and priority three call is.
Sure. A priority one call, Tony, is when someone is. Their life is in danger. It's an emergency. I mean, there's no getting around it that we've got to get there. We've got to get there now. Every second counts. So an example of that would be a shooting, for example. Okay, a priority two call could be a B&E, a break-in, as long as it's not in progress. So that might be an example of a priority two call. Or where it's going on, it's important call, but there's not life at risk. So that's the primary difference between a priority one and a priority two call.
And a three is?
Three is one of those calls where we return to more of a say a call that a B&E that happened and the citizen just came home and found it and they've gone through the house and they know that there's no one inside the house. So that's we're coming. It can wait. There's not an emergency there, but there still is a crime there.
Have I been seeing in the news an uptick in crime in things that are happening in Lansing?
Yes, you have. We've seen an uptick in our robberies this summer. We've seen an uptick in our B&Es, our break-ins.
Why is that?
You know, there's several reasons, Tony. Certainly the economy is one of them, and we're addressing that, and we're working very hard to try to identify those patterns and solve those crimes.
Not having as many people on the streets, I always wondered, just having a guy drive by in a squad car, what does that do to someone who's thinking about doing something?
Well, you know, I've never been that guy wanting to break into something or do a crime, but I would think seeing the presence of a police car there would certainly make you think twice about committing a crime.
All right, Chief. I know you're busy. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, Tony, and thanks again.